bizarre discovery when searching a woman in their custody. Police found the woman lingering in a parking lot overnight Monday. A drug-sniffing dog let officers know she needed to be searched. They took her back to the police station where she was booked. That's when a female officer noticed the handle of a revolver sticking out from inside the woman.
It was a five-shot revolver. It was loaded. And as she turned her around, she saw more plastic baggies, larger plastic baggies, wedged in the crack of her buttocks.
What?
Authorities say the woman has a long criminal record. She now faces drug possession charges and charges for trying to smuggle a gun into jail.
Come on. Who doesn't have that?
The old caboose pistol. Everybody has one.
What are you getting all worked up over? Hey, don't knock it till you've tried it. It's a fun thing.
Did you just say a caboose pistol?
I know some women who could hide a machine gun in there.
Yeah.
A lot of people have things to hide.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're gonna stay here all night if we have to, so let's get started.
Can I go when this starts to suck?
If there is a heaven, I hope they hold a special place for people like me. Not hot, but you know, just a little warmer. Where I'm not forced to sing the same songs over and over again a million times. Where I'm not expected to listen to people give long sermons that are not profound. Where I don't have to hear hypocrites tell me not to do the same things that they do themselves. Where I don't have to re-meet everyone I've already met on earth like some high school reunion that never ends. Where I don't have to talk to beings with giant wings and act like I think that's cool or fashion forward. And since we're on the subject, I don't know how I feel about halos. Because I've always felt that light should shine from the inside out. So if there is a heaven, I hope they hold a special place for people like me. Not hot, but you know, just a little warmer. Where I'm not expected to float around aimlessly like I had some type of frontal lobotomy. Where I'm not expected to smile and laugh all day like I'm trying to OD on magic mushrooms. Where my entire existence isn't planned out like when to talk, when to sleep, when to pray, like I'm sentenced to some eternal penitentiary. I just want to be free. And I've always been confused because if God made us individuals, then how does what constitutes heaven for me also constitute what's heaven for you? I mean, you might want to fly around and play a harp and things or explore the countryside, meet new souls and play games. But me, I just want my aura to increase. And when I return to the essence, I want to rest in peace. So, if there is a heaven, I hope there's a special place for people like me. Not hot, but you know, just a little warmer. Because when it's over, what I want most is that sweet release. And what I want most for you is just an eternity of whatever you would consider to be peace.
This is the conspiratorial view of history, as opposed to the accidental view. And it is the conspiratorial view that we shall present in this program.
You ever get the feeling that the news anchors on television are just mindless media parrots repeating the same talking points over and over again? Well, if you haven't, you might after seeing this.
In consumer news, economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take some of the spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year.
Economic factors may take the spring out of the step of the Easter Bunny this year.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting the feeling that economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny's step this year. But seriously, kudos to Conan O'Brien for once again exposing the media repeaters. Look, guys, obviously this is no coincidence. The question remains, where are all these news stations getting their scripts from? Well, there are affiliate news services that supply packages and scripts to hundreds of stations around the country. Stations then have their anchors read the canned story with the generic script. Now, you might look at this and say, it's just indicative of how lazy local news can be. But consider the implications of this kind of reporting for one second. Say it wasn't an Easter Bunny, and rather, the story being mindlessly regurgitated was about a virus, a terrorist attack, or a report on war casualty counts. The bottom line is that people who watch the news tend to trust this information. Information that then influences their perception and decisions. So for these anchors to ask no questions, do no fact-checking, and hold no differing interpretation of the news they're delivering is not only absurd, it's downright dangerous.
That's not patriotic.
Every American's right to bear arms may take a major hit today. Are your Second Amendment rights at risk?
I had to bring my sneakers and my gun for gym today.
The notion that 2 months or 3 months after something as horrific is what happened in Newtown happens, and we've moved on to other things.
Disturbing and shocking new details. Gun safe in his bedroom, a 22 caliber rifle, a 12 gauge shotgun with two magazines, a bolt action rifle, shoebox filled with bullets and magazines, bags of ammunition, at least 1400 rounds, ear protection, a BB gun, three samurai swords,
and a National Rifle Association certificate in Adam Lanza's name.
Back then, we had gun racks.
You did.
With actual guns in the racks, in the cars,
wow.
At school.
20 children, 6 adults were killed within 5 minutes.
154 bullets.
Less than 100 days ago that happened. Shame on us if we've forgotten.
A photograph of a child holding various firearms, identified as Adam Lanza. Did Mom approve of this? Adam Lanza and his mother were known to have gone to gun ranges, fired at target practice together.
Why wouldn't we want to make it more difficult for a dangerous person to get his or her hand on a gun?
Fox News poll suggests the majority of Americans favor all three of the measures Mr. Obama wants Congress to pass.
They don't consider them controversial. 90% support background checks that will keep criminals and people who have been found to be a danger to themselves or others from buying a gun. More than 80% of Republicans agree. Tears aren't enough. Expressions of sympathy aren't enough. Speeches aren't enough. We've cried enough. We've known enough heartbreak. We need everybody to remember how we felt 100 days ago and make sure that what we said at that time wasn't just a bunch of platitudes.
Now, Justice Louis Brandeis once said, "Sunlight is the greatest disinfectant."
American stealth bombers have just finished practicing an attack on the Korean Peninsula. The B-2 bombers, capable of carrying nuclear weapons, flew 6,500 miles from Whiteman Air Force Base outside of Kansas City, Missouri, all the way to South Korea. Pilots then dropped inactive, inert bombs and then turned around and flew back home. This all comes as the North Korea ramps up its threats. Our senior international correspondent, Matthew Chance, is in Seoul, South Korea. Did you see it?
No, I didn't, because they're stealth bombers. They're not visible to anybody, it seems.
As they dropped the inert bombs, I just wondered.
No, there must have been a sort of dull thud because they didn't explode. But yeah, I mean, this is something that the United States has obviously made quite a song and a dance about, because these are stealth bombers. They could have done this without raising any fuss at all, particularly at a time of heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. But they chose to publicize this. And I think it comes in response to the threats that they've been getting from North Korea over the course of the past several weeks, a threat, for instance, to carry out a preemptive nuclear strike on the United States mainland, as well as bases in Japan and in Guam as well. But this is a clear sort of practical, physical illustration by the United States that they are capable of carrying out long-range attacks on the Korean Peninsula. These two B-2 stealth bombers, they flew, as you mentioned, for 6,500 miles in a continuous trip from Missouri, from the Whiteman Air Force Base, to the bombing raid on the Korean Peninsula in South Korea, in fact, and then returned home again in a single mission. So quite an astounding sort of military feat in that sense. But it's something, of course, the North Koreans are likely to react very negatively against, Carol.
So no official statement from North Korea yet?
No, there's been no official statement so far, no reaction about these B-2 bomber flights. But there were very strong reactions, of course, to the flights earlier, about a week ago, of the United States B-52 strategic bomber flights over the Korean Peninsula, which took place as part of these wide-ranging joint military exercises that the United States is carrying out along with its ally, South Korea, and will continue to carry out up until the end of April. 40,000 troops from both sides, from the United States and South Korea, taking part in these military exercises. And that's something that's really infuriating the North Koreans, because they see these military exercises, these war games, as a potential threat to their national security. And so that's why we're having so many threats over the course of the past several weeks.
It was the first time the U.S. military has confirmed a B-2 practice mission, but the message was clear. The B-2 is capable of dropping 16 nuclear bombs, each on a different target. It can fly under any weather conditions, penetrating sophisticated air defenses with its radar-evading stealth skin. The U.S. says the stealth bombers were not meant to ratchet up the tension with North Korea, but that is exactly what has happened.
Has convened an urgent military meeting at the Supreme Command in Pyongyang and ordered rockets to be on standby for firing at American targets, including the American mainland and military bases in the Pacific and South Korea. This is according to North Korean state media, which also quotes Kim saying, quote, the time has come to settle accounts with the United States if the U.S. makes a, quote, reckless provocation. This latest move is in retaliation to the United States flying two B-2 Spirit bombers over South Korea today. So, you know, some people have said, well, of course, there's actually bombing the United States. They don't yet have the capability to do that with a nuclear warhead. They do have the capability, and some experts have been on this program saying that they would, if they could, create some sort of a nuclear dirty bomb and put it, say, in the middle of Times Square. That's something they could and would do if they could. If that happened, how would the U.S. respond? Would that be enough for war? Would that be enough for us to respond with nuclear weapons?
One other prediction, Gordon, you say that in as little as 3 years, North Korea will have a nuclear warhead able to hit any American city it chooses.
My goal is to help move our country in the right direction. My goal is to get people to be able to have discussions about things about which they disagree in a civil way, not call each other names and get into all kinds of, you know, infantile type of discussions. We don't need to do that. We have so many pressing problems in our country, and at some point we're going to have to tone down the rhetoric.
Call to order this hearing for House of Representatives Bill 323. The IHOP should stay open all night so we can get some pancakes act. This bill was submitted by Representatives Haley, Nelson, and Ramis for immediate review very late last night under the provisions of the National Emergency Legislation Act.
Can we dim the lights? It's really
bright. H.R. 323 would, by federal order, require all IHOP restaurants to, quote, remain open 24 hours effective right this minute, even if some manager has to get out of bed and drive down here to start making some pancakes.
Well, we stand by the bill.
Right. We wrote it, apparently, so we support
it. You must feel strongly that this issue is urgent, considering you submitted the bill at 3:33 a.m. this morning and sent me a text message reading, Ingersoll, you have to support the pancake bill. Bill, we are dying here. Where are you? Come out.
Right, look, this is about consumer confidence. What happens if the American people are out late with their colleagues and a couple of really fun software salesmen from Boston, and then they walk all the way to the IHOPs and they find out that it's closed?
It outrages them. They get mad and then they turn around and run down and slip and fall in the wet grass.
And how exactly does that factor into the $2 million earmarked here for research to determine whether pancake and waffle batter are the same thing?
I don't know how that got there.
This bill would also require the federal government pay to build a tram or monorail or whatever connecting the Black Sheep Pub
right,
on North Capitol Street to all IHOP restaurants
in the city. I think we made some illustrations.
The bill
that
gives the estimated cost of the tram as probably not even that much. Is there any more definite number there? All right. The final section here calls for Representative Ramis to be henceforth referred to as the Dong Man.
That's right.
He is the Dong Man.
Dong Man.
You are wasting my time and the time of this
Excuse
committee.
Excuse me, I gotta go.
What? Congressman, this committee is still in session. You can't...
It's not the first time this has happened in Ukraine. Politicians went toe-to-toe in the country's parliament chamber on Tuesday in a brawl between the president's party and a far-right opposition faction. It was the first parliamentary session since the end of February. One group booed a speech being made by the other, and fists started to fly. The argument started because one politician gave a speech in Russian. Millions in Ukraine see Russian as their mother tongue, but others see it as an insult to national pride. There have been plenty of fights between politicians over this issue.
Pack two, one for me, one for my bad attitude. Wherever I go, she goes too, my bad attitude. My bad attitude caused me nothing but trouble. When I order a drink, gotta make it a double. One for me, one for you know who, my bad attitude.
Somebody who is involved right now is going to work his way through. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it is the candidates who resolve a lot of unresolved things by taking a stand and speaking forcefully
for it. That was Bill Clinton after Dukakis' loss in 88.
It was indeed.
That was Bill Clinton after Walter Mondale loss, after Jimmy Carter loss. We had a dynamic governor who was reform-minded, who took those reform issues and brought them into the national forefront. He really helped recharge the Democratic Party. But, you know, the Republican Party is out to lunch. I watched CPAC, Charles was a former friend.
I thought I was a current friend.
You're always a friend, but you owe me some chili. Yeah.
So, you owe me some fried chicken.
Now we go to a restaurant. She act real rude. She stiff the waiter and she send back the food. Then everybody looks at me like I'm the dude with a bad attitude. Now we're at a party. It's no surprise. She in no mood to socialize. It's always me who's got to apologize for my bad attitude. My bad attitude caused me nothing but trouble. When I order a drink, gotta make it a double. One for me, one for you know who. My bad attitude.
To candid comments from Mayor Bloomberg when it comes to security. The mayor says one day in the near future, security cameras may be able to capture New Yorkers' every move. Fox 5's Andrea Grimes is live in Midtown with the very latest. Could it be Big Brother City, Andrea?
Exactly, Christina. And there are several surveillance cameras right in this area. We're across from the Plaza Hotel. But if you think Big Brother is watching over New York City now, the mayor says you ain't seen nothing yet.
In 5 years, the technology is getting better. There'll be cameras every place. Get used to it.
And again.
Get used to it.
And again.
Get used to it.
My friends come over, and they're full of advice. They say, once in a while, Katie, won't you just try to be nice? I tell my friends, like I'm telling you, it ain't me they need to be talking to. 'Cause when I pack a bag, I gotta pack too. One for me, one for my bad attitude. Wherever I go, well, she goes too, my bad attitude. My bad attitude caused me nothing but trouble. When I order a drink, gotta make it a double. One for me, one for you know who. Wherever I go, she goes too. It's always me, just me and my bad attitude. Oh, yeah.
North Bend's mayor is suspected of assault after admitting that he hit his wife with a golf club. Kenneth Hearing was arrested Tuesday after calling 911 to report his wife was tormenting him. When deputies arrived at their home, Hearing admitted to hitting his wife on Sunday with a 5-iron. SeattlePI.com reports he was booked into jail but has since been released.
All right, first of all, scratch that. All right, you have no idea. How does that expression go? You know, only the devil knows the secrets in a woman's heart. Isn't that how it goes? Something like that. Don't ever... You have no... I don't give a... Okay, you could have a woman in a goddamn cell. You still have no idea what the fuck they're doing. They're sorcerers.
So good, yeah. How did we stay so long together? Everybody said that we never would. And just when I start to think they're right, love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it?
Story you have to hear.
The Supreme Court taking on California's voter-supported ban on gay marriage. Could it redefine the meaning of marriage in America?
Redefining the American family.
Big change in the foundation of America's culture.
And now more Americans support it.
Three more senators have voiced their support for same-sex marriage.
Evangelical Christians under the age of 33 support marriage equality, I think, at 64%.
Opposition to this is aging out, and very quickly.
The tide has turned. Has that affected these justices?
An epic debate filled with emotion.
Jeff and I long to be married and start a family of our own and have the equal rights that are guaranteed to all Americans.
Could your marriage be better off if you tell a few little white lies? It could be true.
Only marriage between a man and a woman can connect children to their mother and father.
It brings together men and women to make babies, an important public purpose.
Mm-hmm. I'm married and I don't have any babies.
What about people who can't have children or don't want to have children? I assure you, if two 55-year-old people get married, there are not a lot of children right. coming from that.
Chief Justice Roberts, his cousin was sitting there listening, and she is a gay woman.
If he is sympathetic to his cousin's plight, I didn't sense that strongly.
It's now in the hands of the Supreme Court when we are now down simply to the question of how do you establish marriage equality. I think you can see how far we've come.
When they say equal protection, they meant equal protection for everybody. Women, black people, gay people, equal protection for all the people. And if the majority doesn't like it, that's too bad.
More than anything, I believe in love.
God is love, and where love is, there God is.
Can I have a kiss, Mr. Peep?
Whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Some days I don't feel like trying, trying, trying. Some days, you know, I wanna just give up. When it doesn't matter who's right, fine about it all, I had enough. You give me that look, I'm sorry, baby, let's make up. You do that thing that makes me laugh, and just like that, there you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you.
Fire and brimstone just a few feet behind me.
An epic culture war.
We're talking about whether the federal government can treat one group or class of citizens differently than it treats the rest. And that's just a simple question, and the answer is no.
This is not about if it's ever going to be legal, it's about when it's going to be legal.
I am today an out lesbian who just sued the United States of America, which is
kind of overwhelming for me.
It's 1,000 or so different benefits that you get as a result of marriage that are affected.
Federal taxes, Social Security, pensions.
If they don't get benefits, what kind of marriage is this? A skim milk marriage.
Separate but equal marriage.
With the caveat that it's always risky to predict how the court will vote.
I think DOMA's in trouble.
There are at least 5 votes on the Supreme Court to strike down the Defense of Marriage Act. Unconstitutional discrimination based on moral disapproval.
It doesn't feel like that long ago, but a lot has changed.
Why are you chuckling, Jeff Toobin?
Hello. The Defense of Marriage Act violates states' rights, invading the province of the states.
Conservative constitutional scholars urging the Supreme Court to strike down DOMA on states' rights grounds.
DOMA reeks of big government.
Nothing but good can come out of this week in these hearings and the education that everyone's getting.
Today is like a spectacular event for me. It's a lifetime kind of event.
Why are we dealing with this case when the two main parties agree with each other? Why is this a lawsuit at all?
There's no praying away the gay. Like it or not, the gay is here to stay.
Whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, you almost stay out. Two stuck together from the ATL. Whoa, feeling kinda sick. Just a spoonful of sugar, make it better real quick, say. Whoa, what you gonna do with that? Whoa, come on over here with that. Sugar, sticky, sweet stuff, come and give me that stuff. Everybody wants some. Melodies that get stuck up in your head. Whoa, up in your head. Whoa, up in your head. Whoa, up in your head, yeah. Whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
I don't know how to fix all these problems. I'd love to have the answers, but even when I don't just quit relaying the news. You know, does Edward R. Murrow stop saying the news just because he doesn't know how to fix the problem? No! Well, he does now because he's dead, but that's extenuating circumstances. But does Glenn Beck stop making up bizarre things to say just because he doesn't know how to solve the imaginary shitstorms he's created? No! He forces himself to get back out there and cook up a whole new pile of ridiculous horse shit to feed to his hungry baby birds. Quick side note, it came out this week that Freedom Works, the Koch brothers funded organization that created the Tea Party, paid Glenn Beck $1 million per year to say nice things about them. They paid Rush Limbaugh something similar, and I'm not upset that it proves without a shadow of a doubt that Beck and Limbaugh's bold, brash, gangrenous opinions that go out to an audience of slack-jawed millions can be bought. I'm just furious that no one, absolutely no one, has offered to buy mine. And it wouldn't even take $1 million. I'd do it for like $10 or a cold fresh bottle of beer or a warm bottle of beer that we could blow on to make colder. All right, now back to what we can do to solve some of the problems I bring up. And each problem requires different techniques and solutions, but a great place to start is creative protests. Recently, the city of Detroit had their democracy taken from them, and I'm not kidding about that. Google Detroit Emergency Manager, and then Google "fuck that guy," or you might want to use Bing for the "fuck that guy" part. And for some odd reason, people in Detroit want their right to vote back, almost as if their ancestors had fought and died for said right. So they've been protesting in many different ways. One of those ways is driving a group of cars very slowly on the highway, thereby forcing major traffic jams and causing Detroit officials to flip out. This is f***ing brilliant. Slow down the city and force everyone to pay attention to the fact that there's been a coup for the government of Detroit. A lot of people apparently don't notice when they lose their right to elect their city officials, but they sure as hell notice if they're forced to drive 25 on the highway. They have to make it home in time for their favorite show, Modern Parents Management Theory, which is either a popular sitcom or something I just made up, and it starts any minute.
Who are you to wave your finger? You must have been out your hair.
It may still feel freezing cold outside, but in Berlin, that hasn't stopped these brave swimmers taking the plunge. Yep, that's right, the bathing season has started in the German capital, and not even something like a little bit of snow was going to stop them.
It's more like ice swimming, although there is no ice anymore. I am hopeful that spring will arrive one day.
But it wasn't so bad. Those who were courageous enough were treated to a free entry to the sauna afterwards. And if you thought spring was on its way this Easter, weather forecasters are predicting more snow in Berlin over the weekend.
Let's move on. Did you know today is International Water Day, and the price of this liquid gold is certainly adding up as countries around the globe continue to need it more and more, not only, of course, for their populations, but to sustain things like their industries in Asia in particular, where, well, things like sanitation and cleanliness using water are a daily battle. If you've been watching us for the last few hours, you may have noticed we've been looking at different cities in Asia and, of course, their particular water problems. Let's get more. Zoe Knight is Director of Climate Change Strategy at HSBC and joins us in the studio. Zoe, good to have you with us. So, Zoe, let's talk about water. You know, we're all very good at talking about oil, when the oil, we've got oil problems, etc. And when you think about it, water, it's fair to say water is much more important. Water is life. You've got, what, hundreds of millions of people around the world still actually don't have access to drinking water, and with a growing population in the globe or in the world, it's got to start becoming a major concern.
Well, it certainly is, Aaron, and it's fair to say that water globally is scarce in many places. Indeed, in Southeast Asia, as you've already mentioned, in India in particular, which we think is the most water-scarce country, but indeed China really has a problem. And in fact, around 45% of China's GDP is generated from water-scarce provinces. So in terms of their growth profile, they're really having to manage that water resource carefully.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, let's just say with China. I mean, one of the stories we've been talking about over the last couple of days are thousands, tens of thousands of pig carcasses being thrown in, illegally, of course, thrown into rivers. But China, I think I was looking at the numbers, 320 million people without access to clean drinking water. In fact, some reports suggest 40% of China's... Oh, we've got the pigs. There we go. There's some pigs. Well, they've obviously been taken out of the river now. But 40% of China's surface water contaminated. I mean, it's a major problem in China, obviously, as you were saying.
It's a massive problem, but I mean, I think the Chinese government are going some way to tackle this through their efforts in the five-year plan. And in fact, in the last five-year plan, the number one water document was published, which does tackle pollution. But indeed, if China wants to realise its growth ambitions, which of course it does, then it's going to have to take this issue increasingly seriously.
So they may tackle, obviously, have plans to tackle pollution. But you just can't produce water. And given it is vital, and you mentioned the GDP numbers in areas where there's water scarcity, right, or shortages, what do they do? I mean, you know, they're pretty good at building dams, some will say. I don't know. More of those?
Well, they've introduced water caps, which means that industry will have to monitor very carefully how much water it's using. And they're thinking about expanding the role of hydropower and desalination. So they're making plans for the future. It's whether those plans can be delivered.
Just briefly, do you think this is taken, not by the Chinese, but just general audiences watching this around the world, that we stop and think? I mean, you know, again, we talk about the oil and we hate the petrol prices or the gas prices at the pump, and but do we take this seriously, that the fact is water is, it's becoming like gold?
Indeed it is, and I think that's one of the valuable points about International Water Day. It is about raising awareness. I'm sure many people aren't so clear that so many people don't have access to sanitation and health and basic water needs throughout the world.
It's been 3 years since an unusual outbreak of marine mammal strandings began along the northern Gulf Coast.
Now experts say we're seeing an unusual spike in dead dolphins washing up along both Louisiana and Mississippi. A warning to our viewers, some of the images in this story may be disturbing. Maya Rodriguez reports.
He's a young, hearing-impaired dolphin named Apollo, and he's scrappy.
He's got a pretty adventurous personality.
He's one of the lucky ones that survived.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Apollo is about 3 years old, discovered near death off of Grand Isle late last year. He's also one of the nearly 900 marine mammals found stranded along the northern Gulf Coast since 2010. Because of the sheer numbers involved, it's called an unusual mortality event.
Take me down to the water side so I can see the wistful sky. Take me down to the waterside so I can feel the breeze blowing in. 'Cause there's something in the air out here that fills my swollen eyes with tears. I cough and splutter like a sad old man, slow consumption of who I am. And I'd pave the way to something great if I only had the will to concentrate. But for now I'll make a swift escape, a gentle ride to a gentle place.
Only on CBS 2, A Mystery in Malibu, dozens of dying sea lion pups have been washing up on the beach, and no one knows why. First, a warning, the video you're about to see may be disturbing to some of you. CBS 2's Brittany Hopper was on the beach tonight as workers tried to save the pups. Brittany?
Well, Rick, we spent the evening on the beach with the California Wildlife Center, and we saw many sick sea lion pups, some even dead. Again, we want to warn you, the video may be disturbing.
I've never seen anything like this.
Wildlife rescuers are on a mission.
He's got sea lice as well, his fur's coming off.
A sea lion pup so malnourished, it's difficult for him to get to the ocean, covered in flies and sea lice. Rescuers are trying their best to save him, but he's just one of many.
Even if I think people had been prepared, we never would have imagined the numbers that are coming, you know, up on the beach.
Hundreds of sea lion pups are washing ashore throughout the LA coastline, starved, sick, or dead. Record numbers causing great concern. Daniel Russell came to Malibu today for a walk on the beach, but the sight of dead sea lions everywhere was too much for him.
So take me down to the waterside so I can see the tide coming in. To the waterside so I can be my one and only friend. 'Cause there's something in the way they laugh, pointed fingers and photographs, hidden agendas and cordial masks, take what they can get at every chance. And I'd love to join their special race, material things, superficial embrace, but I'm so overwhelmed with fear, feels like a time to disappear.
Images have been released of an underwater discovery that has been intriguing experts. A bull shark, not uncommon, but a two-headed one, unusual. So unusual, experts at Michigan State University say it's likely to be a world first. The shark pup was discovered in the Gulf of Mexico when a fisherman cut into the uterus of an adult shark. This X-ray shows how the shark also has two hearts, two stomachs, but a single tail. The fish was found back in April 2011, but the images have only just surfaced. That was months after the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, but experts say any connection would be unwarranted. They added that there have been other cases of two-headed animals, and to expect more in the future.
So take me down to the waterside, so I can lift away the muddy veil. To the water's side, so I can wash away the self-betrayal. 'Cause there's so many people right round here, but no one ever seems to get that near. Judgments spin the minds of fools, scornful faces, ridicule. And I'd love to join with hands and hearts if I could only bring down half my guards. The cushioned life of an iconoclast wears me down so bloody fast. So take me down to the waterside so I can see the wistful sky again. Take me down to the waterside so I can be my one and only friend.
question is, how much more serious is this problem likely to become in the future, and who will suffer the most? Earlier this week, I sat down with Peter Lockery. He's the director of Water at CARE. Here's what he had to say.
Water scarcity is a pretty serious issue. It affects about 1.2 billion people across the planet. And we have a technical definition. It's all about how much renewable water resources are available per person. Once it gets down below 1,000 cubic meters per person of renewable resources, we talk about water scarcity.
So who will this affect the most?
It affects, frankly, poor people the most. Obviously, if you live in an area of water scarcity, it's going to affect you. I mean, I live in Atlanta. We don't have water scarcity as such there, but we do have the impacts of, 3 years without adequate or normal rainfall means that I can only water my garden every other day. But if you think about poor people in the Horn of Africa who've been dealing with periods of extensive drought, then sometimes they have to get up and move simply because there's no available water. And even when there is sort of adequate rainfall, they may still have to trek for miles to go and collect drinking water from a hand pump.
Do you think that there could be a water war in the future, or is that going too far?
Well, there's already significant conflict, particularly in water-scarce areas. We see it particularly in the Horn of Africa over, water points. We see it in places such as Darfur, where, as you know, there's been a significant conflict. Underlying all the conflict is sort of a fight over land and water resources. So, we see this conflict going on at low level. Whether there's ever going to be a major water war, I doubt, because I think, maybe I'm being overly optimistic, but there are mechanisms in place to deal with these issues. For example, the Nile Basin Commission, which all the riparian countries, the countries along the banks of the Nile, through which the Nile flows, belong to. And that provides a forum for discussion.
Why aren't we taking this issue more seriously?
We're not taking the issue seriously because it doesn't affect you and I. If somebody turned off the water to your house, within a few hours you would be significantly concerned about it. But that doesn't happen. Okay, we have breakdowns in the system, we have pipe bursts, but they're fixed. Even if you live in the southwest of the United States where water scarcity is an issue, the utilities are pretty fast to get the supply back to you. If they didn't, then it would be much more of an issue. If you live in a country where the supply is cut off or fails, then you very quickly become, you appreciate very quickly that it's a real issue. I lived in a number of sub-Saharan African countries with, weak water systems, let's put it like that. And my wife certainly complained, as soon as the water supply disappeared. Imagine looking after small children or elderly people or sick people when you have no access to water. Imagine trying to deal with agriculture when there is no rainfall or the irrigation system fails. It's just that we are rather removed from it in the developed world.
And the fact that 80% of the population in the world lives in an area where the threat of water security, and then half of the people that are in hospital beds are actually there because of the sickness that they had from water, is just outstanding. And obviously it's a huge problem that we're all going to have to focus on in the future.
Time goes quicker. between the two of us. But oh my love, don't forsake me. Take what the water gave me. Lay me down. Let the only sound be the overflow. Pockets full of stones. Lay me down. Let the only sound be the overflow.
Here's one of the strange images Peggy Gervais shot Friday night from the deck of her Eden home of a pond near the house.
And I took a couple pictures of the pond and I put it on Facebook because I've never seen this before in our pond.
What did you see in the pond?
It was it's eerie in a way, and it's cool in a way. It's crop circles.
Pond circles?
Crop, pond, water, ice circles, circles.
That's right, circles, usually seen in crops and fields like this one from August 2011 in North Collins. But this is a pond. Our investigation continued.
Have you noticed any strange lights in the sky recently?
Come on now. I'm not that far gone yet. No, no strange lights.
Is there any strange government research going on your property? We've got to ask these questions.
Oh, you're killing me here. I can't divulge that.
A link on our WGRZ Facebook page blew up with nearly 40,000 views and 200 comments. People suggesting meteors, methane gas, ducks and fish expelling gas. And yes, visitors.
Has anyone raised the possibility of aliens?
Oh, poor Atlas, the world's a beast of a burden. You've been holding up a long time. And all is lonely, and the ships are left to rust. That's what the water gave. Us. So lay me down, let the only sound be the overflow. Pockets full of stones, lay me down, let the only sound be the overflow. Cause they took your loved ones, might return them in exchange for you, but would you have it any other way? Would you have it any other way? You couldn't have it.
Okay, just keep your eye on the ground. It's literally moving before our eyes. And you can see the crack just getting bigger and bigger. Now take a look at this. This is called soil liquefaction, which basically means that the soil is changing from a solid state to a liquid state because of the tremendous stress caused by external force, which in this case is due to the earth shifting. And because the soil turns to a liquid, it can no longer hold up the buildings and structures that are on top of it. So that's why soil liquefaction is one of the major causes of damage in earthquakes.
She's a cruel mistress, and a bargain must be made. But oh my love, don't forget me when I let the water take me. Lay me down, let the only sound be the overflow. Pockets full of stones, lay me down, Let the only sun be the overflow. Lay me down. Let the only sun be the overflow. Pockets full.
Do you like being a participant in the watering can of the flowers of freedom throughout the world?
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button. This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here, and there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is. Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things? Are they scary things? Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark and wonder what they were? Did you ever pretend about things like that before? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Did you feel like going like that? Let's give the fish some food. Mr. McFeely, I didn't order any whistles. That's what they call a slide whistle. Did you feel like going like that? There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn. Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind. It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
Now, go find the others.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.